Lessons from the Lev Parshas Shoftim. We have the great pleasure of speaking to our Lev HaTorah alumni about the Parsha and about an important lesson. And of course we are in Chodesh Elul, so I want to specifically gear this towards the very important Yontif of Baalin Latov and really what we should be working on during Chodesh Elul. I think this is one of the most important points that we can work on, and certainly something that is difficult. And I'm going to start with a story, and the story is difficult maybe to listen to on one hand, but hopefully has a good ending. I had the great zchus last Thursday evening of being at an auspicious event that I've never witnessed in my entire life, and had the zchus of being there together with my children, with my wife, and with my parents. And that was the dedication of 65, some say 75, Sifrei Torah. Included as well was the Sefer Torah that Rav Gorin liberated the Kotel with. And these were L'Zecha Nishmas, the Kedoshim that died al Kiddush Hashem in last year's Suk Eitan war. And we had wonderful view, and had zchus and dancing, and being able to participate in this really awesome event. And it was about an hour before the event, we wanted to go daven at the Kotel, and literally were probably one of the first visitors to try to get to the Kotel, and they had closed it for security reasons, I assume. The Prime Minister was there, the President was there, and many other important figures. And, of course, not being able to visit the Kotel is a very difficult moment. And unfortunately, there were a number of people who reacted in one of the most horrible ways that I've ever seen. They started screaming at the police officers and the army and volunteers who were there trying to make sure that there was complete security in this situation. And they were saying such awful, awful things to these people who are just trying to protect us, and of course just listening to the orders that their superiors told them, and was again speaking in such a manner which was such a lack of what looked to me to be people who were dressed very, very frum, very religious, and it clearly hurt these people, and so much so that one of the Mishmeres HaGavul soldiers said, "I can't take this anymore," and he walked away, and he was so upset from it. And many others started talking to them, "How can you speak to the soldiers like this? There's a reason there has to be, no, how can you not let us to the Kotel? You're doing this because you hate religious people." It was just, even my father at one point said to me, I can't be here. We have to figure something else out. We're not." And as it turned out, there was, of course, a plan, and they, of course, did not restrict us davening with the Kotel, but there was another entrance to the Minarot, and everything was fine. But, of course, this incident struck with me. How can a Jew react in such a way and not think of maybe there's a reason for it? And even if there wasn't a good enough reason, maybe these soldiers are just trying to protect us. And then, only a few hours later, I experienced what I called Yimus HaMashiach, a euphoric, amazing event of dancing at the Kotel with all these Sifrei Torah, Sephardic Torahs and Ashkenazic Torahs, and literally every Jew was there. There were Hasidim dancing with the Torahs, and there were Sephardic Yidden, and there were Ethiopians, and there were Tunisians, and there were tourists who didn't even know what was going on, and it was unbelievable. And there were soldiers and people who didn't appear to be from, and everybody was just dancing together, and everybody was handing each other Torahs and saying, come into my circle, come into my circle. And Baruch Hashem, at the schus of seeing this, having my kids see this, and I was thinking to myself, how can it be one extreme to the other? How is this possible? And one of the answers is what we should be concentrating on. The theme for this idea is being a full-time Jew, not being a part-time Jew. The Pasuk tells us in the Parsha Shoftim, in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel, one of the most important psukim you'll ever hear, and something I try to loop with my life and resonates with me, as you'll hear in a moment. Tamim tiye im Hashem Elokecha. Tamim tiye im Hashem Elokecha, in its simple reading, is of course telling us that we have to be tamim, whole, with Hashem Elokecha. If you look at the Unkelus, the Targum Unkelus, it uses the word shalim, shalem. Of course, in the context of being shalem, being whole, being pure. As my Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik explained, shalem means that a person should be whole when it comes to their service of Hashem, but also the service of man. In our interpersonal relationships with each individual, everything we do should be tamim. The Rambam's Lashon, Tocho Kabaro, what's inside of us should reflect what's outside of us. And there shouldn't be a difference. Who we're talking to, what we're talking to, it should be the same. Rabbi Joshua Hoffman, a great Jew, had this chus of learning with him, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Shir, Shem should send him refuah shlema, quotes a beautiful idea from Rav Avram Aaron Yudalovich. It's a great, great Gaon who was the Rav in the Eldridge Shul for many years and really changed the facts on the ground in New York. And his Dorosh Av explains this pasuk based on this Targum Unkelus in a much broader term. You see, shalem, when we talk about shalem, it must be in the way that a person is a complete and not a part-time Jew. Our lives should not be compartmentalized, meaning that Hashem is only allowed into certain areas of Judaism, of his life. When it comes to my pocket, so then Hashem is not allowed, he explains. Giving stuck on that, don't bother me in my pockets. A person should never consider that my relationship with Hashem, that's important, but between man and man, that's not as important. Everybody walks in, said a famous Rav, into the first day of Sukkot into Shul with an Esrog that's Me'ayin Olam Haba. They want everybody to see their beautiful Esrog. Some of the great Rabbanim, if I'm not mistaken, I believe the Lubavitch Rebbe had this custom to try to close his Esrog, that nobody should see it. This shouldn't be what Esrog. That we all concentrate on. So this famous Rav said, what if it was Maror? If Maror was a public mitzvah, everybody would bring the Hajim and a Mahajim and Shir Chazonish of Maror, and they would eat it in Shul. But when it comes, we have the relationship with Hashem in all areas. Should be tamim, should be pure. And that is sometimes the difficulty. We see, or we ourselves, act sometimes in a way that's not shalim, that's not tamim. Because we know ourselves that we act a certain way in certain places, in certain situations, with certain friends, and with others we revert back to the person we really shouldn't be, or the actions we really shouldn't do. Tamim is that in everything I do. I'm sure we were told many times when we were kids, is that the way you would act if so-and-so was here? If your father was in front of you, would you also say that? So it's not no difference if it's your friends. Whether it's with language, whether it's what we're watching, what we're spending our free time doing. Tamim. Is it tamim? The Novominska Rebbe, Rav Yaakov Perlel, says a Hasidist thought, I believe from the Chatzker Rebbe, says Rabbi Hoffman, that we know that ki beisi beis tefila lekarei lechol ha'amim, that the korbanos were allowed to be brought even by the non-Jewish nations. However, they were only allowed to. A Gentile can only bring an Ola. Why only an Ola? Why not a Korban Shlamim? Because an Ola is completely burnt. And not given to the owner in any sort of a way. So why? Because the view of a Gentile in his view of religion is something that's specific to the house of worship, to the place that he serves God, but not the daily life. The Shlamim, of course, taught us that we take from the Beis HaMikdash, we take from our relationship with Hashem and bring it into our daily life, we eat some of it. Because everything is part of the religion of Judaism. And everything we do has to be exactly the same, exactly in the Shalom way. We sanctify the Ribbono Shalom, whether we're coming out of the bathroom with a bracha, whether we're having a child and being able to say a bracha to thank Hashem. And this is even certainly more focused on in Eretz Yisrael. Tonight is the Yurtzeit of Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, and he provided this idea as well, based on our parsha, that Eretz Yisrael, he says, is the staging ground for the realization of the Jewish nation. The Memleches Kohanim and Goy Kadosh has a whole piece on this specific idea, the two aspects of Memleches Kohanim, Malchus, and Goy Kadosh. Specifically in Eretz Yisrael, where there was Malchus, of our job, being a light to the nations, following the Torah, and all of its aspects. This is certainly part and parcel of that. So let's go back to our story. So, in the first story, when seemingly religious people acted in such a way and used their temper to get to the best of them and said things that were so ridiculous, if I may, especially one of them who was Yeshiva Bachur, I had to just go up to after, and I'm sure it had no effect. I say, how can you talk like that? Where did you learn such language? Speak to a fellow Jew. And that's because they're not being tamim, they're not being shalim. They're not stopping for a moment and saying, this is the way I'm going to serve Hashem. Ben Adam L'Chaver, Ben Adam L'Makom. By the way, many people just decided, you know what, we'll daven mincha, being able to see the Kotel, not be able to go up to the Kotel. Some great gedolim say you can't even go all the way up to the Kotel anyway. So they daven instead 100 yards from the Kotel instead of close. Okay. That's not being tamim. Especially in even the worst case scenario, when they use the words as a macham shatayra. I'm fighting for the religion. Come on. Really? But then in the second case, maybe even some of the same people who were screaming were now dancing with all the Torahs and didn't care who was dancing with them. And maybe did care, if I will, who was dancing with them and pulled people in, pulled soldiers and people. Dance with us. That's what's going to bring Mashiach. That's Tamim, that's Shalim. You know what? Maybe I was learning. Maybe I was... I need to spend some time in doing this great mitzvah. Great kavodah Torah. And maybe the Ashkenazi grabs the Sephardic Torah. And the Sephardic person grabs the Ashkenazic Torah. This is all the Torah. Our parts of fame don't have to be the same. Our views don't have to be the same. It's fine. Nobody says that being Shalim means that everything has to be equal and the same. But it means that we recognize that there are different views. But what we should concentrate on the month where Hashem is so close to us. Hashem is Nimtza Batzada. This is the month to figure out how we can have a year that's more Shalim, more honest in who we are than last year. Not being a hypocrite in what we do is probably the hardest part of serving Hashem. because it's so difficult to experience life and also always thinking, wait, is this the way I should be serving Hashem? Is this Shalem? Is this Tamim? It comes to little incidents sometimes. To the person who gets on the bus and realizes, ooh, he forgot to click me. It's on the train. That guy didn't come. So you know what? On the way back, I really could get a free ride. Is that Tamim? Is that Shalem? And we all have these experiences where sometimes we don't do the best thing. To the more extreme and important cases. Am I shalom in my davening? Am I shalom in my learning? Can I do a better job? And how do I act, ben adam l'chaveiro? Are there two different people out there? Is there a Daniel that acts one way when his friends see him who are a certain stage in their religious progression? And with other friends differently, or with his parents one way, with his rabbanim one way, and in the privacy of his own home a different way. Tamim tiyem Hashem Elokecha. You should always concentrate and work on how we can reach tamimus tek, how we can always be a tamim in both areas. May we be zoicha in the month of Ani Ledoidi V'Dodi Li. In the month where all we want to do is get closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And if we show Hashem that we're trying to make a tamimistic person, our shleimus, even better, and trying to work on that, so that is a proof positive for a chasiv v'chasima toiva, for a great year, because we're saying, hey, we're going up the path. We're walking up the steps to get to a closer relationship with Hashem. Because that relationship is not only with Hashem, but of course how we act towards other individuals. We should be zoicha to see this tshuva shlema. We should be zoicha that the zchus of the wonderful achdus that we're able to witness, dancing with so many Sifrei Torah, memorializing, the Kedoshim in such a way, should bring Mashiach to us very, very soon in our day.